From Spark and Anvil and Curiosity Quest, this is The Patient Pair in Chapter 1 of the Curiosity Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
On, off, on, off. Revise, linger, revise.
The Academy Library was sinking into evening. Long, dusty beams of orange light slanted through the high arched windows, making the motes of dust dance like tiny, sleepy fairies. Most students had already left for dinner, their chatter fading down the long stone hallways. But in the quietest corner of the nonfiction section, near the books on cartography and strange fungi, two figures remained hunched over a heavy, leather-bound volume. Linger traced a finger along the book's spine. It was completely blank. No title, no author, not even a call number. "It wasn't here this morning," Linger said, their voice a low murmur. "I always check the shelf. It's where the books on mosses and lichens live." Revise leaned closer, peering at the single page they had opened the book to. On it was a drawing in dark ink, a cluster of dots connected by thin, spidery lines. It looked like a constellation, but not one Revise had ever seen in a textbook.
"A star map," Revise whispered, his eyes wide with excitement. "A secret star map. Maybe it leads somewhere."
Revise was already starting to stand up, his mind racing. It could be a map to the old observatory tower, or a secret passage behind the globe collection. "We have to go now, before the library closes for the night."
"Wait," Linger said, putting a gentle hand on the book to keep it open. "Let's just stay with it a moment longer. Rushing is how you miss things." Linger leaned down until their nose was almost touching the page. They took a slow, deep breath. "It smells funny," Linger announced.
"Funny how?" Revise asked, pausing. "Like old paper?"
"No," Linger said, closing their eyes to concentrate. "Not just old paper. It smells like cinnamon. And the paper itself feels strange, thinner than the other books." Linger rubbed the corner of the page between their thumb and forefinger, feeling its texture with careful attention. "See? The light shines right through it."
Revise knelt back down. Linger was right. The page was almost as thin as tissue paper, and the air around it definitely had a warm, spicy scent. A secret map to the observatory wouldn't smell like cinnamon, and it wouldn't be drawn on paper so thin it might tear. His first idea, the one that had felt so bright and certain just a moment ago, suddenly felt wrong. It didn't fit with this new information. He could feel the excitement draining away, but it was replaced by a different feeling, a calmer, more curious one.
"You're right," Revise said, looking at the drawing again, but with new eyes. "My star map idea doesn't make sense anymore. The evidence has changed." He tapped a finger on the page. "So it's not a constellation. What is it then?" He let go of his first shiny theory. It wasn't a failure. It was just a step. Now they could look for an answer that fit all the clues, not just the first one.
"What's on the other side of this page?" Linger wondered aloud, still holding the book gently. Revise looked at the opposite page. It was mostly blank, but there were a few faint, dark smudges, like accidental ink blots from a messy quill pen. They seemed random, meaningless, but Revise remembered what Linger had said about the thinness of the paper. An idea flickered. "Linger, hold the page up," Revise instructed. "Hold it so the light from the window shines through it." Linger carefully lifted the thin page. The orange light of dusk poured through it, and then they both saw it. The faint ink smudges on the opposite page were visible through the paper, and they lined up perfectly with the dots of the constellation. The drawing and the smudges weren't two different things. They were two halves of one single, complete picture.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to the patient pair. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.